You are a busy modern-day Catholic with limited time on your hands, with the burdens of modern-day responsibilities, with children and a job and all these other things to juggle. And if all you had were 30 minutes of time, what would be the best way to release the most amount of souls in purgatory from those 30 minutes? I asked a modern-day purgatory mystic this question, and I want to share it with you today in today's video. Let's get right into it. My friend that I asked, his name is Jean-Paul Moreau. He's the author of this latest book, Please God, What's the Answer? A beautiful collection of some of his experiences in his own life. I did an interview with him some months back. He has had hundreds, if not thousands, of souls in purgatory come to him. He prays for them regularly, but not only that, he has an incredible relationship with Jesus Christ. I will link that interview at the end, as well as the most recent one for you to watch. Now, before we get into his answer, you need to consider at least three things. If you have 30 minutes of time, you should always prioritize the Mass, number one, as the best way to pray for the souls in purgatory. That, in fact, was his answer. However, we don't always have that luxury and that availability, depending on where we live or even if you're able to get around. So number one, the Mass. Attending it in a state of grace and offering it to Our Lady so that it's offered for the souls in purgatory as effectively as possible. You do this simply by, when you're in Mass, stating in your heart or out loud to the Blessed Mother your intention of offering that Mass and your communion to her for them. She will do the rest. Number two, if it's not available for you to go to Mass, the next best thing would be to pray in a group. Saint Louis de Montfort teaches us that the law of communal prayer is that we merit the number of people praying in the group. In other words, if we are one person praying a particular prayer, we gain the merit of just one prayer. But if we're praying with 30 people or 100 people, we gain the merit of the number of people that are present. Therefore, the more people that are present at a particular time, the more powerful that prayer is, in this case, for the souls in purgatory. So, shameless plug, my nighttime rosary group, that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have upwards of 300 people. You can join on Zoom or through YouTube Live, which is the most convenient way to join. And we pray each night the rosary. Another shameless plug, we are currently in a 9-day novena to Saint Ignatius of Loyola, praying for a generational healing retreat that will be held at Rosa Mystica Shrine in upstate New York. You can either attend that in person, here is the link to the shrine, or it will be available to be streamed live. I will place that link down below in the description with the code that you must use to be able to register. Now, the third thing that you should consider if you have 30 minutes to pray is that that time needs to be used in whatever prayer the Lord wants you to pray for the souls in purgatory. So first, we always prioritize the Mass. Number two, we prioritize a situation where there are as many people praying as possible, because the more people praying for the souls in purgatory, the more powerful that prayer is. Third, whatever it is that is God's will for us to pray, which we should always be in discernment. And often it's the case that it is some particular prayer that we have promised the souls in purgatory to pray for them. For instance, we've promised that we will pray a daily rosary for them. We've promised that we will pray the Stations of the Cross or whatever God has willed for us to pray in that 30 minutes. That's what's going to be the next best thing in releasing the most amount of souls in purgatory. So now on to John Paul's second answer. So let's presume that you have 30 minutes of time and you aren't able to go to Mass, you don't have a group to join, and you have not made any particular promise to God of praying this or that prayer. His specific answer was the Saint Gertrude prayer. And the way that you pray that in 30 minutes is by praying the Saint Gertrude Chaplet, which is prayed on regular rosary beads. It has starting prayers just like the rosary. Then on the decades, you pray certain set prayers. And then the St. Gertrude prayer. St. Gertrude was a saint that had an incredible devotion to our Lord Jesus Christ and to the souls in purgatory, and she had a special love of offering his precious blood to the Eternal Father. Jesus inspired her with this particular prayer, and the version that we have now has developed somewhat since it was given to her. And there is a pious tradition that when we pray this prayer, each time 1,000 souls are released from purgatory. Now, this is a pious tradition, so we don't know with certainty that 1,000 souls are released each time. But we can hope in God's mercy that this promise that was given to her can be given to us as well. In fact, I did an in-depth dive about this promise, and I will link that at the end of this video. Now, how can you get the most out of that 30 minutes of time that you are praying either the Mass or with a group or what you've promised God or the St. Gertrude Chaplet? Now, ideally, you will pick the best 30 minutes of your day. If you are the most alert and the most attentive in the morning, then that's your best 30 minutes. If for you it's at night, then do it at night. If for you it's in the middle of the night where you pray your best, then give God the best 30 minutes. When you go to that 30 minutes, prepare in advance. Don't do lots of secular things leading up to the 30 minutes and then expect to show up to the 30 minutes attentive with all your senses on the Lord. If you've been watching crazy movies and listening to crazy music, in those 30 minutes, you'll be incredibly distracted. This is what the saints did. This is what monks do. They prepare themselves for that time of prayer in the same way that we would prepare for anything, for exercise or for some particular activity. No matter what you're doing in that 30 minutes of prayer, we need and you must give that time to Our Lady. We need her help. We need her intercession. She is the Mother of Mercy. She has received the most graces and the most mercy of any creature. She can multiply the efforts and the fruitfulness of that 30 minutes when you give it to her. How do you give it to her? Very simply. Simply by stating to her your intention in your heart or out loud. Blessed Mother, I give you these 30 minutes. Please make it more fruitful for the souls in purgatory. Lastly, what's important isn't necessarily the quantity of prayer that you pray in that 30 minutes, rather the quality. Saint Therese was one time having difficulty in praying. She went to a sister and she told her, I am having difficulty in praying and in paying attention. She asked her what was going on. She said she would pray the Our Father and it would take her 20 minutes. She couldn't get through it to pray other prayers. The sister had wisdom and observed that what Saint Therese was doing is she was praying the Our Father for 20 minutes with incredible intensity. So she wasn't praying the amount that she wanted, but the depth to which she was going was incredible and fruitful. Therefore, if in that 30 minutes you only pray one St. Gertrude prayer, then that's what you should do. So go deeper into the prayer, not just staying on the surface and saying it with your lips only. Let me suggest to you that the best place, spiritually speaking, to pray the St. Gertrude prayer is at the foot of the cross at Calvary. Specifically, the moment that I think is the most powerful is when Jesus is taken down from the cross and he is in the arms of Our Lady and his blood is everywhere. That before Saint Gertrude offered the Eternal Father the precious blood of Jesus, Our Lady did that. And she is really the one that has authority to do so because she gave Jesus her own blood from her heart. And she was there at the moment where he had spilt his entire blood and it was everywhere. And she was there to offer Jesus to the Eternal Father for us, for our sins, and for anyone that would ever need it, both at that moment and even into the future right now. So when you pray that prayer, visualize yourself with Our Lady holding Jesus in her hands and pray it with that type of intensity. Lastly, recognize your own limitations. The only thing that we could do are the things that we can do. That's it. We have to rely on the Holy Spirit to continuously transform us so that when we go to pray for however long, whether that's 5, 10, 15, or 30 minutes, that the Holy Spirit transform us little by little so that each and every day our effectiveness in praying grows more and more. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like. Here are the videos that I spoke about. Check out the other links down below in the description. I'll see you in the next one.